The Price of Love by Rosie Harris, read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. The horrendous scream that rent the misty November air in Priory Terrace sent a shudder through the group of young people gathered around the huge blazing bonfire. It also alerted their parents, men and women who were standing on their doorsteps, enjoying the spectacle and at the same time keeping an eye on what was going on, ready to help, if necessary, should things get out of hand. The younger ones had been determined to make Bonfire Night the most exciting event of 1920, and they wanted to do it on their own. They'd spent well over a week collecting wood and anything else that would burn, and building the biggest bonfire that anyone in the terrace had ever seen. Perched on the very top was a guy that Lucy Collins and Patsy Warren had made out of an old broom handle swathed in straw, and dressed in a variety of old clothes they'd cadged from their families over the past weeks. He wore old brown trousers, a striped grey and white flannel shirt, a moth-eaten green waistcoat, and a grey and black check jacket. Round his neck they'd tied a bright red muffler and even put an old bowler hat on his straw head. The ear-splitting scream was followed by pandemonium as most of the group pulled back from the huge bonfire in fright. "It's Percy Carter! He's fallen into the fire!" 16-year-old Lucy Collins exclaimed in horror. Seconds earlier, Lucy's brother Sam and Robert Tanner, who were both 18 and, along with several of the older boys, were in charge of the bonfire, had been letting off the fireworks which had been collected together before the bonfire had been lit. The big crowd that had gathered there had been cheering as Catherine wheels spun, thunder flashes exploded, and silver fountains and golden rain rose into the night sky, filling the air with shafts of coloured light.